Hello everybody, this is Clint Locklear with a rant of a free trapper, and this is going to be a little more of a traditional type rant thing. I've talked to y'all before, I've really got away from watching the news, and I'm sorry about the air coming on, but I'm in the lure shop and just trying to get ready for the FTA show and all the wholesale orders, and it's absolute chaos right now. To get up there. So actually when I get up there, it's almost going to be like a vacation to just be working, standing behind a table. But we're going pretty hard, so I'm taking a few minutes to do the rant. I don't want to mess up Chip's Thursday evening. He lets me know that that's what he does every Thursday, so I want to make sure Chip has got his rant fix. Not sure if this is what he wants to hear or not, but we're going to find out. Let me ask you a question. I promise you what I'm getting ready to say is going to make almost everybody uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. It really does. It's one of those things that I believe we are taught, and I think it is wrong, and I believe we're controlled by this type of thinking, and it is destructive. Now, I'm going to start off with saying something that is going to make a lot of people just kind of, I don't know about that one, big man. It is good to be selfish. Let me say that one again. It is good to be selfish. How is that possible? We've always been taught we must sacrifice, we must do for others, we must do everything, and you know, we've got to care about everything. We've got to have empathy for everything. We must not ever be selfish because selfish people are bad. And I say it's bullcrap. Now, I'm coming at this from the Iranian, Iran type thing, you know, going galt kind of concept here. If you don't know what that is, you can look it up. Iran was a philosopher. She wrote books and she's had some movies made, but her main thing is society is better off when people are selfish. And I happen to agree with that. But it's hard, even though I know logically that's the case, that is so hard to even say because of our upbringing, our whole life. Is it's bad to be selfish, you must sacrifice, you must always do for others, and everything like that. And because of that thought process, which I don't think it comes from malice, I think it comes from a time in tribalism where you had, you know, 20 to maybe 100 people living together, and it was really, really important that everybody really commingle everything that's going on, or nobody was going to survive. I think in our little reptilian brains, I think that's still there. I think that's where that comes from. Then you throw a lot of religion involved, and a lot of religion is based off of what? Shame and guilt. And it's bad to be selfish. You must sacrifice. You must do all this type stuff. I'm not saying it's wrong in religion. I'm just saying that's what it's based off of. So between the tribal thing and the religious thing, all of a sudden now we're in this place in the world that's not exactly the same, where the tribalism doesn't exactly fit in. And because of, if you look at when a lot of the historical religious stuff was going on, it was way more tribal, it was way more small, and it was a religion, especially Christianity, a religion of love and peace, and if you love somebody, that you're going to help them out. But over time, that's got turned into something that is absolutely, I think, turned upside down a little bit. And now, you may be saying, how is it good? How is there any way possible it's good for a human being to be selfish? I'll tell you why. If I was not selfish when I pursued trapping full time, I would not have Predator Control Group lures that allows people to go out and probably catch more animals than they would have otherwise, because selfishly, I've had this journey of really, really going deep into what makes animals tick. That's a selfish journey on my part. A non-selfish journey would be doing what the other people in society thinks I should do. as far as going to get a secure job when I was young and staying there till I was old. See, that's the non-selfish thing to do for family. But because I took the selfish route and took trapping to where it is today in my life, not for any other reason besides I was just enthralled with it, now I've got an employee that works here 5 days a week. I've helped countless people with instruction. I've helped countless people with videos. I send out tens of thousands of dollars worth of lure to people. If I would not have been selfish, none of that would have happened. That is selfishness, what I did. Now, there's a lot of things that we do in our everyday life that is selfish. You would not have an iPhone if it weren't for the selfishness of Apple. You would not have Windows or the computing process because those people wanted to make money in computers. That was a selfish reason. Now our lives can be better where you can do things with a computer that we would have never been able to do without selfishness, because it would have never come from government. People that move out of states because of high taxes like California, where they know that they just passed a law where then I think it's 2020, if you're going to have more than 55 gallons of water use per household in California, you're going to start getting fines from the state, which means you can wash you can take a shower, and one person out of the family can take an 8-minute shower and you can use a dishwasher. Anything. You can't flush a toilet after that. You know, can't flush a toilet. You're taxed to death in California. The average home in California is just completely insane. You may live in somewhere like San Francisco where you're stepping over homeless people all the time, and you decide that you want to move to Texas or Tennessee or Georgia or Iowa or something like that because you want to pursue trapping where you're not screwed with so much. You don't have to pay as much taxes. And if you want everybody in your family in 2 years to be able to take a shower on the same day without getting a fine from the state, you're gonna move. See, that is selfish to do that. Because the state needs your money. The poor people need your money. The kids need your money, for goodness sake. The illegals need your money, and the politicians need your money. So if you leave, your money's going with you, and you're being selfish for not supporting the local community. It's a great thing to be selfish, because eventually California will collapse and regular people will be able to go buy property really cheap. And they'll get to start that all over again. Selfishness is not a bad thing, but we're taught that it is. And we're taught with other things, just like selfishness, that, you know, you've got to always have, you're told what you're supposed to have empathy for. You're told what you're supposed to believe. You're told how you're supposed to feel about everything. Now, I'm amazed. This morning, because of me listening to podcasts all the time, I've been watching a TV show? Binging. Binging on a podcast that I found. It's called The Rubin Report. And he's an ex-liberal that believes in capitalism, somewhat of a libertarian, calls himself a classic liberal. And he has conversations with conservatives and liberals. It's a non-confrontational type podcast. Find it very, very interesting. But I haven't been listening, I listen to podcasts now instead of listen to XM radio. I haven't seen the news in several days. This morning, for whatever reason, my brain's going 1,000 miles an hour because it's the first show of the year, and I'm like, where are the tablecloths at 2 o'clock in the morning? Or do I have room to take the TVs, or do I need to take wholesale orders? All that's bounced around my head, so I couldn't sleep. So about 3:30, I wake up. And nothing going on in the world really at 3:30. I make some coffee, I sit down, I turn on news. I find out there's this great explosion about kids on the border. And then I listen to what Trump is now trying to say that he wants to pass, which is kids can't be separated from parents. I'm totally okay with that. I mean, that should be worked out where kids don't get separated from their parents. He wants to have amnesty for the DACA kids with chain, or in the law is going to probably have chain migration in it, which is amnesty. Now, Fox sit there, I think it was Ducey, looks at the camera just as sincere as possible and go, some are saying this is amnesty, but it's really not. Hell yeah, it is. It's amnesty to all those people that came over illegally and all their family and all their family for future generations, grandmas, aunts, uncles, everything. It's amnesty. It's probably going to be, before it's over with, another 10 or 15 million illegals. Nothing's ever really going to happen on the border, but they're going to give them $25 billion. The way the government goes through that, they're probably going to get a food truck down there for that amount of money, and that's about it. So we're taught what we're supposed to think. On the news, even Fox News is a propaganda machine. They want you to think the way that the Republicans and the, quote, old school conservatives tell you you're supposed to think. And they're telling you how you're supposed to feel about such things. And the language is very manipulative. If you study marketing, you understand manipulative language. I don't use it because it's manipulative. I look at it when manipulative language is used like it is a relationship between you and a customer, or you and a listener, or you on or a watcher on TV. If you try to manipulate that person, you're having a unfair relationship with that person. It's not a good relationship. It's a bad relationship. It's a manipulative relationship. And it's not one that anybody should want to be a part of. Kind of like a wife should not be in a manipulative relationship with a husband that thinks it's okay to whoop on her. That's a bad relationship. You get away from those. But they use the manipulative terms. The NRA does it, and Obama used it. I can go down list after list after list. It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's trying to manipulate everybody into the way of thinking. And the problem with that is no one is thinking. See, because you can look at the world and have a closed mind, which I think is a little bit better than an open mind, because if you really think about what that is, an open-minded person is kind of like a guppy in a fish pond. And they're just kind of looking up at the surface all the time with their mouth open, and people are just dumping information in because they have an open mind. They're just like, sucking it all down. And they really don't have anything that they think of by themselves. That's a really open-minded person. You see it in college all the time. They're not closed mind about liberalism. They're open mind about everything. Nothing's real. Then you have closed mind people that have convictions. They believe, say, illegal immigration is wrong, and they have convictions about it. That's closed minded. I'd rather talk to that person than with the open minded person, because you might as well be talking to a stump if it's a really open minded person. To me, the best way to ever think, guys, is to be an active thinker. That's not closed and that's not open. That means you take information and you actively think about it, you put it in the right perspective, and you look at different ways that it can be true or false. Is it being manipulative? Is it trying to get me to do an action? Is it where I'm supposedly going to be bowing down or doing what some other person tells me to do and I must obey them? See, that's what an active person thinks. That's why I know it's going to happen next week at the Wisconsin show. Someone's going to say something that's right on line with party lines of the Republicans, and I'm not going to give the proper response. And there's mass confusion there. Because I try to be an active thinker. I'm not closed-minded on everything, and I'm definitely not open-minded, because I don't want garbage going into my brain. I'm active. But I'm going to see it up at Wisconsin. I see it every show. I mean, you try to tell me that they're going to come take your guns away, I'm just going to go, yeah, no. 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 Now, someone in the NRA, that's going to make them very anxious, because I'm a gun-toting southern redneck. And when I hear certain things, like apparently blew up on the news, which I'm not quite sure what it got. I did like 30 minutes of research, and I'm like, oh my goodness, garbage in, garbage out. See, this is where I think we have to be active, honest, and sometimes selfish thinkers. Because let me ask you a question. Do you care about the poor? Do you care about the children in the cages on the border? Do you care about veterans? Do you care about what goes into your children's brains at school? Do you care what you put into your body? Do you care what the taxes are? Do you really care? Should you care? See, to me, that's a more interesting question. Should you care about the poor and the little kids on the border and the illegal immigrants and the high taxes in California or the high taxes in your state or the high land prices or what it is going into your kids' brains at schools or the garbage they're feeding them at school or what you put in your own body? Or if somebody somewhere is going to drink themselves to death or take drugs or something like that, should you really care about that? Now, I can tell you what the instant response of everybody is. Oh, yes, I care for the poor. Oh, absolutely. Does everybody hear that? Does everybody hear I care for the poor? I'm a poor caring person over here. Let me put it on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and make a quick YouTube video and put it on my blog. I care for poor people. Over here, I care for poor people. I'm outraged at what's going on in the border because there's poor people trying to get here and they can't get here. I'm outraged. Everybody hear that? I'm outraged. Let me put it on Instagram, Facebook. Make a YouTube video. Put it on my blog. But do you really? Should you really? Now, see, I'm going to say something now that's even going to make a lot more people uncomfortable, and I think this is the way the conversation needs to go when you get to those people that it's over like, I care for the poor people! Everybody hear me! They put it on Facebook! Care for the poor people! I care for the children! I care for the education! Let me prove it! I'm going to post about it, because if I say it, it's just as good as anything else. Hear me! I say prove it. I say prove it. Do I care about the kids? Really care. I'm talking really care. I'm not talking superficial Facebook-like care. I'm talking really care about the kids on the border that are being detained. No, I don't. Do I really care about the high taxes in California? Nope. I don't. Do I really care about the pay of teachers in America? Nope, I don't. Do I really care about abortion? I'm gonna have to say no. Really care. Because behind this really care becomes a prove it, which should now be the conversation. Prove it. If you really care about the poor, tell me what you did in the last month for the poor. If not, shut your mouth. If you didn't care about the kids being in cages under Obama, and now you care about it because it's Trump, what has changed? The kids in cages? No, the president. What have you done for those kids? Nothing? Shut your hypocritical virtue signaling mouth. Do I really care about taxes in California? Nope. Do I really care that an average person can't afford a house in California? Nope. I can't influence it, and it's not affecting me one bit, and I haven't done anything with my own money or my own time to go fight the taxes in California. So it really doesn't matter. Now I'm going to give the opposite of that. Do I care what I put in my body? Yes. When it comes to food. Yes. Prove it. Not a problem. Come to my yard. Go to my farm. Look in my freezer at the deer and the hog and the catfish and stuff that I know where it comes from. I prepare myself and I make sure it's fresh. I care. See, caring about illegal alien, illegal immigrants, or aliens, or whatever they're called, non-documented welfare suckers, whatever you want to call them, if you really cared, Gail King would have some living in her house. Oprah Winfrey would have them living at their house. Pelosi would have them living in her palace. Everybody on Facebook that starts this crap, just go back. What did you do the last month to help illegal aliens with your time and money besides running your mouth? Oh, they're gonna try to come back and they're gonna try to shame you and guilting you for even asking such a question. I dare you, don't know what I think. I don't give a crap what you think, lady. What have you done? See, if you really care about the education of your children, you're going to educate them. Or you're going to find someone that actually cares about the education of your children. I don't have children. I don't care if your kids are being indoctrinated, really. I mean, it's going to hurt America somewhere down the road, so there's a little bit of care. But what have I done? I've done a little bit. I've done the business course. I try to talk about business. We're going to talk about this Friday, tomorrow on Trapping Radio. People that need to make more money, I care and want them to make more money. So I do something about it on a regular basis. But is it really something that I go out and like snatch people off the road and force them into the business course or just go out and hand money to people to start their... No, I don't. Do I care about trapping? Do I care about lure business? Do I care about helping other trappers? Yes. I can prove it. Do I care as much about helping kids learn how to ride horses? No. You want to know how? Because you can prove that I don't. Because everything going on with the border right now and the kids, it's all drama. It's all scripted for drama. It's all scripted to make people mad on both sides of the issue. Somewhere along the lines, people need to evolve to the point where they can go, yeah, I don't care. How can you not care about the children? I don't even know who they are. And if I cared, I'd be donating my time or my money. And since I'm not donating, obviously I don't care. I'm just being honest. You gotta try it sometimes. Because if you're in a false sense of caring all the time, and you're just out there trying to tell everybody how much you care all the time, which is what pretty much everybody does now with social media, it gives the illusion that if you scream loud enough that you're doing something. No, show me the money. Show me the time card. Or shut your freaking mouth. It'd be interesting if every time Pelosi talked about illegals, someone asked her, how many do you have staying in your house? Die. So you really don't care? Die. Oh, I care. Prove it. Well, I'm talking about it. No, prove it. Time or money. Prove it. Because right now the liberals talking about the kids and Gail King is crying on TV. And what I saw some of the clips where it's set up stage just like nothing except right out of, you got a good guy and you set up a bad guy and you have the bad guy say something and then the good guy comes in and throws down on them and everybody cheers and everybody that's with the bad guy that thinks they're the good guy, they get mad, everybody's mad, ratings go up. You're being a sucker. Americans are suckers when it comes to politics. Suckers. I dare say close to morons. Is it any wonder though? The people that teach you everything from grade school to you going to retirement, that's what you're taught. Got to play the game, got to pick a side, got to have dichotomy. Only two answers. How many taxes have we all paid for the children that don't do anything? How many? That's all. It's always what it comes down to. Now, if I could help a child do something or they needed something and I could physically do it, yeah, I'd probably do it and I'd probably care about that particular case. I mean, I've made a lot of people very uncomfortable. Well, this is for the children. Yeah, I don't care. It's a waste of money. It's going to be blown out of proportion. It's not going to do anything. I don't care. I mean, they don't know what to do. And then if they want to have a conversation, guess what? They're going to have a real conversation instead of virtue signaling. And most people don't know how to do that. At all. Just think about this when you hear all this crazy stuff. Because it's what it is. The Me Too movement. Oh my goodness. That has turned into a weapon of virtue signaling. I was listening to a guy that didn't want to have sex with a girl that was promoting that she was going to have sex with him because she knew he was getting ready to get drafted by the NFL and she wanted a sugar daddy. And as soon as he walked in the door, she starts stripping down. He wants to have sex. He's a guy. She's a naked girl. She wants to have sex. He puts on a condom. She gets mad. She wants to get pregnant by him. Throws a fit. He leaves. She comes out and has said that he raped her. There's absolutely no evidence. The guy let her have the cell phones, let her do DNA swabs, did everything to, without a lawyer, because this was insane, because he didn't have any sex with this girl. The school, through virtue signaling, has ruined his NFL career. He used to work for the Houston Oilers. Because she kept talking, the school kept squawking, then they went to the media, and the media went to the Houston Oilers, and wanted to know why they hired a rapist, and the Houston Oilers go, we just don't need this crap, sorry dude, you got to go. Ruined him. Completely false accusation. There's been several where now it's the trend, if someone makes you mad, you go to hashtag Me Too and say that they raped you or touched you or insulted you, and all of the Twittersphere and all of the Facebookers, they jump on them and they just ride them into the ground. They get them fired. They get them just destroy their reputation, and they go on like that. It's all fake. But see, with the Me Too movement, I can't imagine what it's like to be a 25-year-old today. I can't imagine. And all these women that are doing the Me Too movement, they're not going to like the outcome. They are not going to like the outcome. It's going to come to a point where you're going to have to carry a lawyer with you or video record your whole date. Everything that's said, every physical contact, you're going to need a contract. You're going to need a notary to say that it's okay for him to touch my boob. Because it's completely insane. The Me Too movement, I don't care. I don't care. Because it, whatever it started with, is irrelevant now. So do I care about the Me Too movement? I don't care. You don't care about women? I don't care about the Me Too movement. I'm not raping anybody. If I see someone raping, I'll whoop somebody's butt and rip his balls off. Until that point, yeah, I don't care. Because it's not in my influence. But the only woman I'm ever around is my wife and the lady at the printer shop and when there's a lady at the post office. That's it. What influence do I have over that? None. Am I going to get upset over something I don't have influence over? No. Because we're being trained to stay in a pissed off mode. I don't care. I don't care. Trust me, if you get into the I don't care mode, and you quit falling for that you've got to care about everything, your life's going to get a whole lot better. Because you can start doing stuff that actually matters. Your world will change at that point. You can ask any of my friends. One thing you do not do with me is bring drama into my life. At all. If you do, you're gone. I don't want it. See, do I care about drama? Yes. Do I have friends that I no longer talk with because of drama? Yes. See, I can prove that. But what it allows me to do is focus on things that I think is important. My personal active thinking. Growing my own food. Hunting my own food. Fishing my own food. Making better lures. Having fun out on the trap line. Spending time with my wife. Trying new meads. Those are things I get to play with. Most people don't play with stuff like that because they're in a tirade of rage all the time. Guys, turn off the news. Turn off talk radio. That is only, and trust me, for years, I was into that. It ruins your life and it doesn't matter. Because if Nancy Pelosi is going to pass a law, you being pissed off about it, it's not going to make one bit of difference. And you getting on Facebook's not going to make one bit of difference. Focus on what you need to focus on. Learn to be a little selfish. It's a good thing. There's a lot of you listening to this right now that want to go out and start a business. You want to build revenue streams. You may want to be a professional trapper, or you want to start a TV show on deer hunting, or whatever it is. Whatever it is you want to do, everybody else is going to tell you it's a selfish thing because it's not secure and this, that, and the other. And you could fail at whatever that is. That's okay. But unless you're selfish, you don't get the rewards of whatever that was. People that are never going to be selfish, you know how much rewards they get in life? Pretty much nothing. Nothing. Now see, being a selfish person doesn't mean you're mean. It doesn't mean that you don't care about other people. It doesn't mean that you didn't help other people. But you have to look at what's best for you. And if everybody does what's best, all of a sudden now, we got cars that don't break down like they did in the 60s and 70s every other week. That's a selfish thing, because through the markets, people want better cars. They want better gas mileage. They want more room. Everything that you enjoy on a daily basis because somebody was selfish. Pretty much everything you get mad at talk radio and news and CNN and Fox and the president or the old president about, that's because they were always saying to be non-selfish, and it goes to crap. Every single time. Because if I wasn't selfish, Travis wouldn't have a job. Me and my wife wouldn't have the lifestyle that we have. Sometimes it's really good, sometimes it's really thin. But that came from being selfish. So don't be afraid to be selfish. But really look at your life. Do you really care? Should you care? And if you say you do, prove it. And when people start slinging that at you to try to get you to go one way or the other, you look them in the eye and you tell them, if you really care, you prove it. And running your mouth doesn't count. And if you can't prove it, shut up. Because I don't care. I don't care. See, some of the stuff that I do care about on the permaculture side, helping some different people in different places do things that help people in other countries as far as growing food and methods and design and stuff like that, I can prove that. Helping the poor starving kids in Africa, I've spent time and money doing that. Because I think, could be wrong, but I believe that if people would learn how not to think in a scarce mindset, and then people started doing more local type small industries where they take care of themselves, a lot of the poorness in the world will go away. See, I care about that. I don't want poor people. I do things like that. See, that's not virtue signaling. I can prove it. I've got days where I've driven and helped people. Spent money in motels. But most people will say they care about that, and then you go prove it, and they don't have any idea. Do I care about the people that are hungry in Iceland? No. You want to know why? Because I haven't done anything to help anybody in Iceland, so therefore I really don't care. Is that selfish? Possibly. But I've only got so much time and energy. And the problem with not being a selfish person is you never really get anything of importance or purpose done because you're only focused on nonsense. And you get sucked up into the nonsense. Could you imagine the political system if every time a politician said something about the kids, prove it? Every time teachers wanted to talk about how much they cared for the killed children, prove it with results. We need more money for this. Now, well, it's for the children. Don't care. Well, it's important. No, it's not. See, all the power then is going to be put back to where it's supposed to be. Me and you. Most people have very little power in their own life. Don't be that person. It's okay to be a little selfish. It's okay to be honest about what you care and don't care about. And it's okay to be honest about what you really get upset about and what you really don't get upset about. Because then you can focus and actually do something that matters instead of just talk about it.